rice. I like sugar and rice, the cereal rice. But if we're going to have grits, we want to have them thin and runny.
And how about like a big kernels of corn? Eat, I guess, like a vegetable kind.
We don't either one have any tea. So we buy cream style corn.
Oh, okay. Have you ever made any kind of hominy or anything like that?
A big hominy I've bought, but I have never made any. Uh-huh. I've ate the white big hominy, and we used to fish with it a lot. Put it on your hook, you know, just a couple of grains of it on your hook, and fish with it.
Oh, okay. Do you ever call the grits hominy? Do you hear people call them?
No, if it's grits, it's grits. And
the other one is the big hominy, those big white ones. Right. Okay. Do you ever remember anybody eating some kind of made out of cornmeal, like a mushy?
Do you know it's good? I haven't ate it very often, but Ed's mother, my husband's mother, if you got sick or anything, she fixed you. She called it gruel. And she would put a tiny bit of milk in it, and the meal, and make it kind of soupy-like, and she'd put butter in it, too. And it tastes real good, but I don't know, I just never got in the habit of cooking nothing like that.
Okay. But you have eaten the mush.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you'd eat at breakfast, or is that more for supper time?
Just for a snack.
Okay. And what about other kinds of bread, like you make out of flour, not out of cornmeal?
I like biscuits. I love biscuits. And dumplings, I put them in a lot of things. Butter beans, iced potatoes. Had you ever ate any iced potatoes?
No.
Or try it sometime. Put you on, get the Idaho potatoes and cut them. If the potato is that big, cut it in three pieces and boil it. And then when you know it's done, put you some butter, a lot of butter in it, maybe a little tiny bit of meat grease to give it flavor. And then make your little dumplings, like, not too thin, and put them all over the top. And turn it low heat then, turn it to real low heat, and let all of it, well, not all of it, but some of it, of the flour and stuff drip down through the potatoes, and you've got something good. And sometimes if it kind of sticks to the bottom and browns, it is real good because it's got the meat grease in it and the butter too.
That sounds good. I have to try that.
Try that sometime. Uh-huh. But you only with the Idaho potatoes. I don't like new potatoes like that.
Right. Okay. And what about the kind of bread that you buy at the store, already sliced up? What would you call that?
I buy it because we have to make sandwiches out of. But what we like is a ranch roll.
Is a what?
A ranch roll. I'll show you. It's right behind you.
Oh, there they are. Okay.
Take them down.